Good evening and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Spring is here. That makes me think of the elements, so this program will be about wind and water. We'll hear Libby Larson's water music, A Song of the Lorelei by Juliana Hall, and Augusta Reed Thomas's Wind Dance. Libby Larson is a highly energetic person, a prolific composer, and an activist for American music and women composers. Born in Delaware in 1950, she grew up in Minnesota and studied at the University of Minnesota with Dominique Argento, Paul Fettler, and Eric Stokes. She co-founded with the composer Stephen Paulus the Minnesota Composers Forum, which is now the American Composers Forum, a group which promotes American music and helps put composers and performers together. In 1983, she was appointed one of the Minnesota Orchestra's two composers in residence, a position she held for the next 4 years. Larson has written 7 operatic works and 3 symphonies. She's interested in the interaction of performer and synthesized sound, and this interaction has become a feature of her later works. She wrote an opera, Mrs. Dalloway, based on the novel by Virginia Woolf, which integrates electronic instruments with acoustic ensemble, enabling the characters to function in both real and fluid time. And her opera, Frankenstein, the modern Prometheus, incorporates video devices and electronic sounds with the stage action and singing. In addition to her operas and symphonies, Larson has written song cycles and chamber music. The piece we'll listen to is a symphony in 4 movements entitled Water Music. It was composed in 1984 and is purely acoustic, no electronic elements are in it. The movements all have titles. The first is Fresh Breeze, and it is a deliberate homage to Handel and his water music. There's lots of activity in this piece, trilling and tremolos. Larson builds her music using what she calls texture and gesture, rather than developing melodic or rhythmic motives. The second movement is called Hot Still. It's very evocative, high summer on a Minnesota lake with barely a breeze. The third movement, not quite 2 minutes long, is called Wafting. Larson says it suggests the tiny scatter squalls and cat's paws created by puffs on still water just before a front moves in. The last movement, Gales, that front does move in with a vengeance after a threatening introduction in the percussion and double basses. Larson wants to depict not the storm itself, but the feelings aroused by such violence. In this tumultuous movement, she even uses a wind machine in the orchestra. This piece is dedicated to Sir Neville Mariner, who conducted the premier performance in 1985. In this recording, we'll hear the London Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Joel Revson.